football fans, and welcome to the CBFA podcast with your hosts, James Parks and Cole Fortner. So, welcome to the CBFA podcast, where this should be a really brief episode, as there's only one game to talk about. And Cole, you went to watch the provincial final, the Tier 1 final between, it's been so long, I can't even remember.
The Erie Raiders and the Raymond Comets.
There you go, between the Raiders and the Comets.
I take it you didn't watch the game that was being live streamed.
Unfortunately, no. I ended up getting totally distracted and was talking on the phone for an hour. And yeah, ended up missing the game entirely.
Jim. I mean, apart from the drive down being windy, it was an interesting experience overall. I'm trying to find the words for this. The one thing I noticed in particular from Raymond was they're definitely a very football heavy town. Like, it's a very small town, about like 3,000 people ish.
Yeah.
And there's nothing to do there but religion and football. It is a very religious football city, like you would see in places like Texas.
Yeah, so I was going to say Little Texas.
Yeah.
Small town Texas.
Really is. But in saying that, one thing I noticed in particular was there wasn't really much in the way of hospitality.
No.
In the sense of, like, I say that in comparing it to us in here, right? It's just like we have our trailer and you can always find the directors and stuff.
Yeah.
I had no idea who was in charge or who to talk to when I was down there.
Yeah.
It doesn't help when everyone's wearing the same piece of clothing, you know, saying Comets football on it, which,
yeah,
you know, doesn't really help with things, especially when you have a high school game going on right beforehand as well.
Yeah.
So on that side of things, it wasn't the greatest experience. Cause like I was talking with the Raiders coaches and stuff before the game, and I'm like, I have no idea who to talk to. They're like, we have no idea really who to talk to. Like, we've handed stuff off to like these people.
Yeah.
But that's really about it. Like no one came up and welcomed the teams really or anything. It was like someone came over and went, like, oh yeah, you can use this locker room after the high school leaves.
Oh.
If not, you can go to your far sideline. It's like, okay.
Yeah. How about that? So it really is Little Texas.
Yes, really is Little Texas. It was, yeah. So that made it a weird kind of I think that kind of diminished the experience a little bit. Otherwise, it wasn't too bad. Raiders did have the issue of it was very windy.
Yeah.
Which Raymond would be used to, and we're definitely not used to here.
No.
It was that level of wind. The other issue that the Raiders had was Devonnie Brown, the running back, picked up an injury in their provincial semifinal game.
Yeah, that's Ford right.
Park, and he was not able to play.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a big loss.
Yeah, that also prevented him from being able to participate at his best in the select tryouts as well.
Yeah.
I think during the first day of select tryouts, he did, I think, re-aggravate it.
Oh, no.
I don't know how day two went, but because of that, he wasn't able to play, so it was a big piece that the Raiders were missing, and it definitely proved that way throughout the game, because it was definitely one of those games where the run would have helped.
Yeah.
Just due to the wind.
Oh, yeah. I mean, anytime you get sustained winds or even gusts, it's hard to throw the ball.
Yeah.
You need a running game. And that's a huge loss to that lineup.
I did, like, the Raiders, don't get me wrong, the Raiders were successful in their passing game a bit. Not as much as Raymond was, because again, Raymond's used to it. They have those plays that they can put in for, shorter plays that'll get the defense off guard
Right.
and be able to, throw it quickly through the wind, right?
Sure.
But unless you're, again, it's one of those things that unless you're used to it, you don't necessarily have those plays installed in your playbook.
Right. Yeah.
It was a fairly even game otherwise. Raiders were moving the ball fairly well against Raymond. Raymond was moving the ball fairly well against the Raiders. Like it was only like Raider or Raymond scored one in the first quarter. I think they scored one in the second quarter as well. The unfortunate thing for Airdrie was the drives that they were able to, get and progress down the field came late in both the halves. Like they looked at the end of the first half, they were able to sustain a drive, but just due to the amount of time that was left on the clock, they weren't able to score on it.
Right.
And then again, it was, I think they started off the third quarter very strong, but that momentum went away rather quickly. And they weren't really able to find it again until late in the fourth. And by that time it was, Raymond had already put up a couple more scores, and it's,
A little out of
not
reach.
looking pretty. Yeah.
Yeah.
They were able to score late, off of a rushing touchdown, from their third string running back. Because their second string running back was also not available,
Right.
which doesn't help things.
Nope. No, sure doesn't.
They tried a 2-point convert. They did complete the pass, but it was outside of the end zone, and the receiver got tackled outside of the end zone, so they did not convert. And then they tried an onside kick. They did get it. But a couple incomplete passes, and there was a turnover on downs, and that basically provided a one play kneel for Raymond to end the game,
Yeah.
unfortunately. But yeah, no, like I think really until like it came down to the fact that, key players like Devani were out. I think there was other players that were also unable to make it down to Raymond due to injuries picked up last week against Sherwood Park, and also just the wind.
Yeah. Yeah,
The
that
wind definitely
was
played a major factor.
that's tough conditions and just a tough situation. It's the end of a long season. If they had, a chance to recover or recuperate from what was a brutally physical game against in the semifinal against
Sherwood Park.
Sherwood Park. Yeah. And yeah, the wind's going to be a factor. What was it? What, like how windy was it, would you say? Like,
Windy enough that a toque was required and a hood, and the hood wouldn't want to stay up.
yeah.
In the first quarter, especially when I was trying to take photos, because that's mostly what I did when I was down there. Trying to look through my eyepiece on my camera with the wind and with the sun, I honestly could not tell if any of the shots I took were in focus.
Oh my God.
Like that's how windy and bright it was in that first quarter.
Wow.
Like it was hitting in a weird way. I was like, I don't know if any of these shots are in focus at all.
Wow.
But they seem to have been. I posted a couple of those ones in that social media post a couple of days ago, and they're all on the website now, so.
Nice.
Actually, all of our photos from the season are up on the website now, so if anybody wants to check those out, they can. They are free
Awesome.
to use. Yeah, no. So it was. I'm not a good judge of how strong the wind was. Like it wasn't blowing you over per se, but it was. The issue is it was there.
Yeah.
It wasn't going away,
Yeah.
really.
Well,
So it was definitely an impact on the game.
yeah, that's tough conditions. Well, and so what was the final score there?
Final score was Raymond Comets picking up 29 points and the Airdrie Raiders with 6. So Raymond won the Tier 1 Provincial Final. I think it's the first time in at least the last 3 years, if not more, that we've not been able to retain that trophy. And
Yeah.
we apologize to the Cowboys for ruining that streak.
Yeah. Well, congrats to Raymond. They obviously had a great year and a really, really great team. So,
100%.
well done on their part. And again, that doesn't take away from our own city champs, the Raiders. Had a heck of a season as well, and should be proud of their accomplishments, which we'll be celebrating in part at our upcoming All-Star banquet. So I saw the post that had the All-Stars out.
I was gonna segue into that. Yeah, we I feel like I said swagway
I was gonna let it pass, but
segue.
hey.
No, I'll call myself out on it. Don't need the viewers doing it. Our listeners. Yeah, no, we submitted or revealed our 2024 CBFA All-Stars. Those are all posted on our social medias.
Congrats to all of them. They
Got
can.
some nice photos. Looks a little different than our previous social media or All-Star posts.
Yeah, so we look forward to seeing all of them dressed up in their finest at dinner in another couple of weeks.
That's happening in just over 2 weeks as of time of recording. I believe our All-Star banquet's on the 5th of December.
Yes, it is.
A couple days after selects get back from Las Vegas, which is happening a week from now, also at time of recording.
And
So
there we
a lot
go.
happening in a very little amount of time.
That's right. So after this one, that'll be our next podcast is updating all of that and wrapping up the season.
It's been a good season. I will note that it's been very successful. We've had a lot of good games this year.
Yeah, I know of all of the games that were open scoring the wide open scoring we had like that one game that the Raiders won over the Eagles. That one stands out to me as of the games I got to see, that was my game of the year for sure.
I don't even remember what my game of the year would be at this point in time. There's been so many.
Well, there's been a bunch, and I, unfortunately, I didn't get to see the city final. That should have been a heck of a game. What a shootout!
Oh yeah, it really was. It was great to watch. My other issue is just watching through the camera lens. It's hard to be able to pick up on a lot of what's going on because it's a
Yeah.
lot of it's just, following the ball, trying to get that shot type thing, right? But we move, we progress, and we talk about the season as it happens.
Yeah, absolutely.
Was gonna say something else, but I lost my train of thought. Oh yeah. I think I was the only one that actually, because I went to Raymond, I was the only one that actually went to every single week this year.
Wow. That's
Pat
an
on the
excellent record
back.
because, I'm never in that competition because I always miss week one.
Well, based off of week one and week two, is only myself and Dan that were
Yeah.
left.
Oh. You couldn't drag Dan down to Raymond this weekend?
I think Dan was busy dealing with select stuff.
Yeah, he would be.
Being the team manager of that and all.
So, that's it for this week.
Yeah, I think so. Like it was, yeah, pretty short. Only one. It's weird only having one game.
It is. And and I couldn't even get online. I feel so disappointed in myself.
Shame, James, shame.
Yeah, I'll see if I can forgive myself by the time we meet at the
Or in
banquet.
5 minutes from now.
All right. Thanks very much again for listening, and we will catch you with some. I guess there will be some outtakes from your selects when you're down there. You send me some sound bites, and then
Yeah, I'm
we'll.
gonna try to get some stuff while I'm down there.
So there'll be some sort of update, and then we'll do our season final wrap up after that. So, yeah, you'll get a notification when we send out some new episodes. And two more, and then we'll be done for the year. Right on. Thanks.
Oh, football.
Ciao. The CBFA podcast is brought to you by longtime players of the game sponsor, Wolf Cadillac Calgary. Check out their selection of new and used vehicles online at www.wolfcadillaccalgary.com. We would also like to thank the Canadian Brewhouse and the Calgary Sports and Entertainment Corporation for their sponsorship of the CBFA. Support such as theirs is essential for minor football in Alberta to continue to grow and thrive. Finally, remember to bring water and snacks to Schold Ice Park on game day. We look forward to the return of Superfan Snacks. For now, they remain closed. Thanks for listening.